From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Marissa Schultz reports in the New York Post that after being roundly criticized for posting an ad for unpaid interns, Senator Chuck Schumer said it was a mistake. Representative-elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is promising to pay her interns $15 an hour. Angelo Ruffaro, spokesperson for Schumer, said, and I quote, "The posting was made in error. Starting in January, Senator Schumer's office will offer a stipend to eligible interns," end quote. He did not say the amount of a stipend will be paid. In 2017, the advocacy group Pay Our Interns reported that both Schumer and New York's other senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, did not pay their interns to work in one of the costliest cities in the country. Currently, Pay Our Intern reports that only Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, Alabama Senator Doug Jones, and Washington Representative Adam Smith pay interns $15 an hour. Ocasio-Cortez tweeted December 3rd as Schumer's ad for unpaid interns went viral, and I quote, "I gotta love the rich irony of congressmen asking, how are you going to pay for it, suddenly grow awfully quiet when called out on their expectation that part-time workers magically invent money to work for free," end quote. Read the full story in the New York Post. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Hudson residents can comment about changing the city's zoning laws for two businesses at 4 p.m. December 6 at City Hall. Restaurant Scalia's Pizza and Pasta at 974 Columbia Street and the convenience store chain Stewart's Shop at 13 Fairfield Avenue want a zoning amendment to allow renovations to two residential districts, R2 and R2H, that only allow one- and two-family residences and conditional offices. The proposed law is on the city website at cityofhudson.org. Read the full story at hudsonvalley360.com. The Daily Freeman reports that Ivan Lajara is the newspaper's new senior editor, and Boston Herald editor-in-chief Joe Sicacia has been put in charge of the editorial operations of seven daily newspapers in Digital First Media's Northeast Cluster, including the Freeman. Lajara has been with the Freeman since 2001, helping to take the paper into the digital age, with live web streams and Twitter chats. In 2011, he was named one of the top 25 young journalists in the nation by Editor and Publisher magazine. Sicacia said, and I quote, "Ivan is a proven newsroom leader. He is well known for his creativity and ideas, digital savvy, and energy he brings to the table every day. He has the skills and the vision to keep the Freeman's voice strong," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that John Faso, the outgoing congressperson representing New York's 19th Congressional District, says he is, and I quote, "not interested," end quote, in becoming state Republican Party chairman and has had no discussions about the job. He said, and I quote, "it's all made up," end quote, referring to a New York Daily News story December 3rd saying he would replace Chairman Ed Cox. And I quote, "I don't know what you want me to say. I'm not interested," end quote. The story said state Republicans were, and I quote, "quietly discussing," end quote, replacing Cox because of the, and I quote, "disastrous election day for the New York GOP," end quote. The story said, and I quote, "one name that has surfaced as a possible replacement is outgoing upstate Representative John Faso," end quote. Faso lost in that same election to Rhinebeck Democrat Antonio Delgado after serving just one term. Faso said he's busy before December 31st, and I quote, "putting loose ends together as I am concluding my term," end quote. After that, and I quote, "I don't know what I'm going to be doing to earn a living next year, and I've got to figure that out," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.